Parshas Chayisara, the first, there's a famous Chazal here. It says, Rabbi Kiva Yoshev Edoirish, Vatzibu Misnamni. Rabbi Kiva was speaking and people were falling asleep. Bikish Loiron, so he wanted to wake him up. Ami said, My Rasa Esther Shetimloich, Al Sheva Esther Mea Medina. How come, or what schus did Esther have to rule over 127 medinas, Elotovei Esther Shoisa Baspito Shosora Shoisa Kuf Vechof Zayin, Vetimloch Hakuf Vechof Zayin Medinas. Keneged Sori Meinu, that she was lived 127 years, she was Moiloch 127 medinas. It's extraordinary. I mean, it's one of the places where they say that Stam, they said it, he said it Stam as a joke and been able to wake everybody up, but there was no Teichem to it. It's the, but Lemaitse, I mean, says in Rabbi Akiva Sichas Chul and Kol Shekein is Mulsa Debdichas, there's a Teichen here. I mean, he said something here. It's, and the Rav Chazal saw it fit to write it down. There was a reason, there's a Nekud in it. Let's go back to the beginning of the parasha. It says, Vayu Chai Sora Mea Shona, Yoidea Hashem Yimei Tmimim V'Nachlosom L'Oilam Tiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the days of Tmimim, and the Nachla will be forever. Stam a strange pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, is aware of the days of the people that are Tomim, V'Nachlosom L'Oilam Tiyah, and the Nachla is forever. Kishem Shem Tmimim Kach Shleizem Tmimim. Just as they are Tomim, so too the days are Tomim. So Lemaisa the and from here it is Chazal also there's other places where it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashlim Shnoisam Shal Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a full you know people Tzadikim are nifta on the day they're born and B'meila this is it's the same Indian scene. But it needs also to be understood, what does it mean, tzaddikim are nifter on the day that they're born? Right? The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal said, it's Gemara Megillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashlim the yomim, the shonim of tzaddikim. And there's a remezit over here, k'shem she'in t'mim mekach shloisim t'mim. Also the Oishtfeil, the Pasuk, according to this Pshat, Yedei Hashem Yimei t'mimim, the reward for the Yimei Tmimim is Nachlosam Loilam Tia. I mean, what's the Zeh L'um HaZeh for Yedei Hashem Yimei Tmimim? And Chazal Adashing is specific to a certain type of person, to a tzaddik who's a Sholom, who's a Tomim. V'Nachlosam Loilam Tia. What's the parallel of the two sides? One more Inyan that Chazal bring down here, famous Rashi, Rashi Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim. So, Chazal Dash, that the first person that had Zikna in the world was Avraham Avinu. There was no Zikna before Avraham Avinu. Also, interesting to understand what the Teichen of Zikna is. Now, as we find over here, two Inyanim of Shleisim of Tzadikim. There's the Inyan of that Yimei Tzadikim are Tmimim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashlim Yimeim, and Mitzad Sheni, we also see that the Zikna came in the world of Avram. Two inyanim, one is Chadish, the inyan of Ptira, and so on. Okay, so let's try to understand a little bit. It's an inyan that people speak about, but they really, they don't, there's a lack of understanding about exactly the Nekuda. Everybody says that Zman is a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People compare it to something which they shouldn't compare it to. They compare it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu knowing Yediyah and Bechira. I mean, even though it says it in certain form, but that's not, when we say Zman is a Bria, it means the following. The Nefesh HaChaim brings down, it's not his, it's Friedrich Mekairis, that there's a Chazal, when they break up the time, the smallest unit of time is 1,080th of an hour. It's a very strange number. So it's divisible by six. But what's the number? The teichen of that number is a number it's kilu, the smallest unit of time is 1,080th of an hour. There is no smaller unit of time. And that's what we call chalakim. When we say we will be saying in Shabbos Mevarchim, one chalak, two chalakim, that's a chalak. So the Nefesh HaChaim brings down that if when you take all the possible combinations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with the different nekudas, in other words, the Shem of Yudkei Vavkei with different nekudas and so on, the Cheshmehau is not really important to us, but when you make all the possible combinations or permutations of the name, you get 1,080. That's what it says. So that means within the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, there are 1,080 possibilities. There are no other possibilities. In other words, the shinuyim that are possible are those shinuyim. And b'meila, each unit of shinuy mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a unit of zman. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is... within the Shem itself, there is room for a certain amount of variations. Zman is the zman is the measure of variation. The truth is that, I mean, that's the emes mitzad the world. That's not, I mean, without going into Torah, in a world that would be frozen solid, we've mentioned a few times, a frozen on a picture that doesn't fade, time is meaningless entity. The picture, you look at a picture and say, this picture is already 10 years old. There's no, I mean, the people in the picture stayed exactly the same were 10 years ago. So if the film fades, so it has 10 years worth of fading. But let's say it's a film that doesn't fade ever. So 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, within the context of the film, the time is not measurable. So time is a unit of change, and it's not, so we can take different things. A person's aging is a change. Certain atoms are a change. A spring unwinding is a change. All these are changes. There is built into the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria, Shinui. The Shinui that it built in on its most fundamental level is the different Sirufim of the Shema Vaya. Since the Shema Vaya is the entirety of the Bria, the Shinuyah must be within that context. Different nekudas, different ways of writing the letters, different order of the letters, but how it is technical. Of Alamayis, you have all the Shinuyah, and from that we have the different elements of time within the world. That is the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shinuyah within the Bria, and that is where Zman comes from. In a certain sense, the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a shayla. Let's first phrase a kasha about zman, and then we'll get back to Chazal give us different advices about living with the times. Chazal say l'moshel, imer isa rasha shasho misacheches loy. If a person sees a rasha that's having success. So Chazal say a person should not fight him head on, because it's Rosh Hashanah Masecheches Lo. Then the Gemara says Kasha, it's not true. So Gemara says difference between Tzadik Gomer and not a Tzadik Gomer. But Lemaisa, normally Chazal say be careful. If you see Rosh Hashanah that are very successful, avoid it. Avoid a head-on clash because you won't succeed. One place there's a Zoya that says. It's on a pasuk. It says, "B'yoyim toiva heyei b'toiv." On a good day, be good. Or b'yoyim ra, and a bad day, be. So the Zohar says, on a good day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the bria, when you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia a lot on the bria, things are going well, people are successful. So a person should mingle in the marketplace. A person should be part of the action. On a day that's bad, in a tkufa when HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you see things are harsh in the world, when you see things are not going well, a person should stay out of, keep a low profile. So you see two places where you see that the inyan of zman is significant, and you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah tells you to play along. to keep time with the time and to do as the Zman is going. There's a whole passion Kohelis, L'chol Zman, Vezikol Chayfetz. You know, forget everything works with Itim and with Zmanim, and so on. So there's an Isulei Sa'inuvelei Sa'nachshu that a person is not allowed to say, this time is good for this, this time is good for this, this time is good for that. One of the stock kalim of the astrologist was, one of the stock predictions was, which hour is fortuitous, which hour is not. And that's the mahalach of Einin and Nachash. So you see that you're not allowed to say, this time is good, this time is not good. I mean, Ella, what you learn in the Pasuk, that this is going on dafka from a magician. But in Lemaisa it says that's good enough. You have to miss yachas to it. Not a Navi telling you. It's hard to understand how is it that on the one hand you're not supposed to be shaykh to it, on the other hand you are supposed to be shaykh to it. So let's try to take a mashal and understand it, because it's a very, very important nekuda. It looks like the same on the surface, and it's two different mahalach mechlal. Let's take an example. Somebody has a car, and the person's life is usually run by his car. He has to get to work, he has to drop off people, he has to pick up things, there's expenses and so on. A person is very, very tall in his car. So a person takes out his car, and the car has a funny noise. So the person is filled with daiga. It's in the back of his mind, he starts thinking, you know, something might be going wrong, something like this, something like that. It's a problem. Should I spend money? Should I not spend money? The person becomes caught up in a daiga. A person's car gets stolen. A person's ice mensch. It's I'm helpless. A person gets stalled, his car gets stalled someplace, he becomes frightened, how's he going to get out of it, how's he going to go. V'chulu, as the car goes through different moiros, as the car goes through different things that happen to it, the person's life is affected by it, and the person is caught up with it. It's like a framework where he lives in, and he's affected by it. Let's take a second example. Let's take a mechanic. He has a garage, and there's a conveyor belt of cars coming under his gaze to be examined. So, first car looks at it, funny sound, try this, try this, try that. Second car doesn't move this, that, the other thing, and so on. He has the same observation and analysis as the person who's in the car, as each owner. He sees the same symptoms and comes to the same conclusions and so on. But there's a tremendous difference if you to sort of picture it. The person with his own car, ki'ilu, the car is a conveyor belt that he's on, and as it goes through different problems, he is affected by those problems. That is the mahalach of a that is the effect on a person when the car is the framework within which he exists. The person who's a mechanic, he's the Melech Elyon, he's sitting, the car goes under his Shevet Bikairis, under his critical eye, and he analyzes and diagnoses this car's that, this should be done here, this should be there, this should be there. They make the same observation and come to the same conclusion, but it's two entirely different worlds in the relationship between the car and the person. In the first case, the person in his own car, the person is caught in the car. It's the car is the outer framework, and he's caught in it. And in the other case, he's the one who dictates, and the cars are within his framework of Havana and so on. Let's take it back to the Nimshel. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Echad, and he created different koiches through which he channels his Echad in the Bria. There's a koyach of Toiv, there's a koyach of Ra, there's a koyach of Oyer, there's a koyach of Choshech, there's all sorts of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu channels his Hanhaga through. Avodah Zarah is when a person takes those things through which he channels it, and he's koveya them as the world. When he cuts them off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying the koyach of refu and the bria, the koyach of parnosa, the koyach of wind, the koyach of sun, the koyach of this. The person takes each koyach and he sees the world as different koyaches v'zehu zeh. That is the chetimtza of Avodah Zarah on a prosta eifin in the bria. That's a in the same in zman, it's the same thing. There are ongoing changes in the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yomim of Toiv and Yomim of Ra. And that's what the Zohar says. There's Yomim of Toiv, Yomim of Toiv, Toiv, Yom Ra, it should be Bera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu subdivided the Bria Mitzad Zman, which is a much more encompassing and finer division than this division of Koiches. And he said, the Nafsh HaChaim says, Kibesheshes, it's not Nafsh HaChaim, sorry, it says it, Kibesheshes Yomim Osa Semes Hashamayim V'aretz. It doesn't, Bisheshes Yom does not mean within 6 days, but with 6 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took different days, and just like rocks are different from sand, is different than water, is different than trees, so too HaKadosh, the days are different. There's a Yom Echad, there's Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and so on. Each one of those days is a different Metzias. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took those days and made the world out of separate days. And he took the days and made it out of separate hours, and the hours out of separate, and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Metzias from his Achdus, where everything is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided it into different units of time, and he set up a Metzias with different units of time. That is the Metzias of Zman. A person that cuts himself off and he lives within the Zman, the way the marshal we gave it to Carr, if the person is within the bubble of his time, of that particular time, then in a certain sense a person is over Avodah Zarah or not being over the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I mean, whichever you want to say, it's not Avodah Zarah, but the word is the person is nishlat by that, and he hasn't risen above it. That is the mahalach of the Zman and the Toifanim. Nimtzinu lemeidim, if a person treats Zman the way in the marshal the person is treating his own car, that is leis'ayinu leis'nachshu. Today is a good day, tomorrow is a fortuitous day, the day afterwards is a bad day. That itself, when a person it looks at it that way, that's Avodah Zarah. The way that a person sees the sun, he sees a god of sun, a sun god. And a person sees wind, he sees the wind god. He's over Avodah Zarah. A person that looks at the Zmanim, it's true. It's not wrong that different Zmanim are miyuchit for different inyanim. What's wrong is when the person becomes trapped within that particular bubble of Zman. On the other hand, if the person stands on top of it, so just like it's correct, a person is supposed to work with the Teva and to do Ishtadlus, if a person is thinking what Ishtadlus should he do for Parnasa, he should pick something that gives him Parnasa al pi Seichel. A person works Ishtadlus for Refuah, he should pick things that give Refuah al pi. In the Bria, there are Sovim that are Marpe and Sovim not Marpe. So too, a person uses Zman in the right way. So, if Oinen and Sinachshu is a deher where the day in itself is good and day itself is bad, and you're trapped, don't go out on a bad day because no good will come out of it. On the other hand, if the person dehers it, that if a person dehers Zman as being as him being shoylet on the Zman, then fakert, this is a Zman where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be loichem to shoyim. This is a Zman where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be loichem. This is a Zman for this Zman for that. As long as it's coming from the perspective that, like the second half of the mashal, like the mechanic looking at the cars flowing underneath him, and he's not caught in the car, but he is the one, so certainly he makes the same decisions. This car should be junked. This car should be changed. This car should be redone. This car needs nothing. Those are because he's shaylet on top of it. So that's the Metzias Zman of the Bria. each angle of Zman is b'chochma paiseach she'orim u'b'svuna mishani itim. Every Zman is a shar, it says. B'chochma paiseach she'orim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up different sharim. There's a shar of tzar and a shar of simcha. There's a shar of tefillah and a shar of Torah. There's a shar of shtika and there's a shar of dibur. B'chochma paiseach she'orim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up. The first thing is different sharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted simcha in the world, wanted tzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted havana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted kiruv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted pirut. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chochma paseach sharim, he opened up different sharim, uvesvuna mashana itim. The hemshech to it is the shinui of the zmanim. So the first bracha we make before Kriya Shema is the proclamation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, with Miyachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is above Chilukim. So the Bracha of Yetzer and the Bracha of Mayav Aravim is Mevatel, the Indian of Chiluk in Zmanim. It's the Herd HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad above the Zmanim, and the Zmanim are just Pratim. So too, and then we say Echad. That's the Mahalach that we look at it, the framework, look at it, that is avoided. It's the correct avoider. That's the advice of the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah Sachekis Lois, the advice of the Zoya of B'yoyim Toiv Yitoiv, and so on and so forth. That was the Makom. So the deeper element of Avodah Zarah is this element. Avodah Zarah is called Oivdei Kechavim. Kechavim and Mazolus were particularly seen to be the Zmanim that are Keveya person's Metzias. So when a person's Oivdei Kechavim, in its deepest sense, the Kechavim, not just as a physical entity like the sun, as the god of the sun, but the god of the day and the god of the night, and the god of the winter and the god of the summer, is a deeper deher in Avodah Zarah, in Kfir, and that's why they called Avodah Mazolus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Tzei Mitztagninu Shalcha. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out, and he took him above the Tztagninus. He also had to work within its Tztagninus. He had to change his name to Avram. He did something. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fooled around with the Kechavim. He gave due to the Kechavim, but he said, it's not the Kechavim are in control of you, but you're in control of Kechavim. When a person has a machine, he has to press the right buttons. But his understanding is this huge machine over here, he's in control of. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to press the right buttons at the right time. But he's the one that will decide how to run it, and not vice versa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him there's a world of Tztagninus, there's a world of Zmanim, there's a world of Shinu in the Zmanim. True. Don't be caught within the Zman, stand on top of the Zman. Understand that all the Zmanim come together to one whole, and the Mela, you can play with the Zman. You can bend the Zman to do your will, because the Zman is only a piece in a larger puzzle. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram. The Tzei Mitztagninu Shalcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says by Avram, that even Avram is Beach, Lashem, it says, Keil Oilam. So Keil Oilam, the Pashto Pshat Oilam, people interpret as meaning the world, the God of the entire world. The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban both say Keil Oilam means the God of Zman, that there's no Shini of Zman. I mean, it sounds, Mela, the God of the whole world, is a very practical God. You know, you think that you did it yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for you. You think this belongs to you, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu was interested in spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the entire world. So we understand Olam in the sense meaning the entire world. But, I mean, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Zman, I mean, how many people really were concerned about it, B'shaitai? Like how big of an issue was it? How many philosophers were sitting and wondering, did time come before Hashem, Hashem come for time? What is time? How is time? I mean, it's the type of stuff that people with a lot of time on their hands have time to think about. People that are caught up in the world don't have time to think about it. I mean, Avram wasn't dealing with the two or three. The Teretz says you're talking about an entirely different Nekuda that is very relevant. We'll explain as we explain about Avram. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that the Yumei Tzadikim are Tmimim. It means they fit into a larger whole. When a person, let's take the difference between the two cases, going back to our Mashal. a person sits in a car and in January the car stalled in the middle of traffic. So that's one problem. In March it did something else. It has a noise. In December, they're not mitzvah. Each problem is a problem in its own way. And zero, each one is a tzara. They have nothing in common. I mean, they're tzaras, but they're not part of one inyan. For the mechanic, he has a factory, he fixes cars, and statistically there's X amount of cars, and these cars are the protim in his factory and in his garage. The mitzias of Achdus means that there is an overriding framework for Zman. Zman is the hardest thing to shake yourself free of, because you do seem trapped in it. Right now, this is the time for this. There doesn't exist anything else. It's Davar Shel Bo'al Olam. I have no tefisa on Davar Shel Bo'al Olam. So to find the point of Tmimus, to find the Nekuda of Tmimus within Zman is much harder than finding it in anything else. So B'meila, Asura Imenu and Avram and Sarah, in the Hakara of Hashem Echad, they were the first ones to be mechadish the inyan that there's an achdus for all of Zman as well. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all, and b'meila all these Zmanim are protim of something. The inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim, the shnoiseim of tzadikim, which is merumes in the tmimus, the chain tmimim, kach shnoiseim tmimim, is because a day that sticks out, that didn't complete a cycle, is ke'ilu kfir in this. A Sunday, a Monday, and a Tuesday is nothing. So the days of tzaddikim come around full cycle because the metzias of a tzaddik of this darga is that it's part of a larger achdus, it's part of a larger whole. So b'meila, the pasuk says, Yodei Hashem Yemei Tumimim, and Reb Tzadik says, Yodei Meloshen Chibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechaba the days of Tumimim. In other words, they become one unit. The days stick together. V'nachlosom le'oilom tia. The same kale oilom that we spoke about before. The nachlo becomes the nachlo of oilom. That's what the nachlo becomes. Oilom it means forever, not forever, but it's mitstarif to a world. They're not, like we said a lot of times, bits and pieces do not become mitstarif to a world. Because a world is one integrated whole where every piece is necessary and every piece is part of that whole. So like we say, we speak of Olam HaYeshivas, it means the everything goes in within the world. If somebody happened to park a car in a yeshiva garage, it's not part of Olam HaYeshivas, even if it's in the underground garage of Lakewood. Olam HaYeshivas means it's in within the world, all the units that comprise that world. Zman does not normally come together. Oilam, in the sense, is it comes together. So the reward for the people that are Yemei Tmimim is that they get the Nachlas Oilam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Oilam in the sense that time becomes an Oilam. The Oilamim of time means that all the pieces come together. Could be also, that's the Pshat over there by Surah, what he said. Rabbi Yechon said that they were falling asleep, so he told them this because we spoke about this Matzah Shabbos 2 weeks ago, I think. The mitzias of rule of a melech to rule over so many diverse entities can happen in two ways, we explained. Either that the person has nothing but a hunger for power. He doesn't have to encompass all the worlds. We said it could come from Heder. Kemi Mayach, when we spoke about that Faket, if the person, like we said, a water can go any place and it seeps all over because it has no Tzura. So the Koyach of nothingness, of emptiness, so Achashverosh was Moilach HaMeya Shivim Sir Medinas, because he was Kulei Heder, because he had nothing, so he was able to swallow everything. That's one Eifin. Esther was Faket. Esther was a real Pchin of Malchus. She was Koil everything. There was an Akuda about that was able to encompass the entire heck of the world. 127 was the heck of the world at the time. And B'meila, she had that Klal Godel that was Koil all the Pratim and was Koil all these Me'ev V'Esem Shiv Medinas. The Metzias of being able in one Oilam to be Koil Me'ev V'Esem Shiv Pratim, he found by Sori Meinu. In other words, the ability that on one hekif of echot should be makif all the protein possible. That was the meisha sam darat tmimim, and that was what he found in her. And b'meila the social testa. I don't know the stronger part, but about kaponim, the ziluma is that both of them require a hekif of echot to be koil the protim, and all the protim should come from it. And b'meila the zek neged zek was this inyan. And if you think about the hardest nisoyan for a person is usually for anyone, especially in a tzura v'yeshiva, especially in when a person tries to put together aliyah, it's that there are every day and every time has its own particular flavor to it. There is a weekday and there's a Shabbos and there's a Friday and there's a Yontif and there's a day of Tirdis and there's a day of Atzlocha. The problem is that we become trapped in Zman, and b'meila the Zman, and it kills a person, because the person feels rightfully so that there's no tziruf. If a person is a shtickle bal nefesh, the person envisions himself on a conveyor belt being dealt with, because on a sunny day he's in a good mood, on a rain day he's not in a good mood, on a Thursday he's in such a mood, on a Friday he's in such a mood, and there's a metzias, there is a mood, a tone, a set. There's one mood when a person walks into Beis Medrash and everybody is also can mitzvah simcha chasam v'kal, and he has to be there alone. And there's one mood when it's bustling. There's one mood when it's towards the end of his man, and one mood is the beginning of his man. Those are real mitzvahs. And what distracts a person is the person says, listen, you know, if it goes well on a good day, and it goes bad on a bad day, and it happens this way, happens that way, so sahakol, I'm just bobbing along with the current. So where am I? Emi'irich gisa, there is an inyan tashalzik tzut zman, like we said. There's an inyan, there's a limut for a Shabbos, and there's a limut for an Erev Shabbos. And there's a tzur of this, and tzur of that. There is, a person has to know his own koiches. On a day when it's like this, a person has to shtaltzu certain things. On a day when it's like this, a person has to shtaltzu certain. This is a day when a person has to take a break. This is a day when a person doesn't have to take a break. A person can't be oblivious to zman, he has to work with this man. The hevdel, the tremendous hevdel, makotze lakotze, is how, if the person understands this, a person has to understand it's the other way around. I'm a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is one person who has to learn to deal with a lot of different matzavim. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that's how he created the person. The person is like the garage mechanic that gets every 2 hours a different type of car with a different type of problem comes under his bikiris. And the person can't just say, well, why does it always have to be different? That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. There are days when a person should be shakua and learning, and the days when a person has to be tarot with chesed, and days when a person has to be goivan and insoyan. That is the parts that the person is supposed to gather. The yemei tmimim, there are days, and each day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world with one shot. There was a day for creating shemayim and aretz, and there was a day for creating eish shel gehenim. There was a day for creating malachim, and there was a day for creating behemoth. And each day has that tchuna. We're not sensitive enough to it, but we do say ayoyim chamisha, ayoyim revi, ayoyim shlishi. Every day has its own taste, its own flavor, its own metzias. And a person has to be aware of it and sensitive to it, either how to cope with it, but a person has to understand in his perception, if he sees it that way. If a person sits down and understands and says, listen, I have a lifetime. It's one lifetime, it's going to add up to one person because Hashem's echad, and my neshama is echad, and me conquers echad barats. And now I have to learn how to cope with each day and what to make use of each day and how to fit each day into the avodah. Then the person will begin to see that the things add up to something. The person, you know, it's not the pshat, I didn't learn those 2 days. This day was a day that was miyuchad for this. It needs to be part of my metzias. And this day was miyuchad for this. Each day has its yichud. But the shaila is, does the person always bear in mind that he's the one who's deciding what to do with the day? A person has to sit down and say, this day is going to be a tough day to learn, but there's no reason not to learn. Take a day when the Sibas are, like, a lot of people are not here for whatever reason. There's not a reason not to learn. So this is a day when I'm supposed to learn despite the mood. There's a day a person is very tired, and the right thing would now be to lay down for 2 hours, so now that's the right thing to do. If the person bobs up and down with the days, then the pshat is, then the person becomes a chelik of that mitzias. And on that kahela says, "Mayisun la'odom b'chola moloi tachas hashamish." If the person is caught up in time, then mayisun means not what use. There's nothing left of it. Today you learned well because today was a good day. Tomorrow is going to be a bad day, so you won't learn well. Tuesday is going to be such a day, so it'll be this way. So there's nothing left of your avodah. So what did your avodah accomplish? It's time, Bob, you took you for a ride, and whatever it did with you, it did with you. Lemalem min hashemesh yisroin means when the person stands like Avraham Avinu on top of its stagninus, and he's koveya what to do with the zmanim. This is a zman that calls for extra chizkon. This is a man that calls for taking it easy. This is a man that calls for being ma'ayin. This is a man that calls for learning. When the person stands and with a das and with a gevuras hanefesh decides what to do, then he's lemala min hashemesh. So he still has to do, you know, ace milchaman, ace shalom, and ace chibuk, and ace richuk. Those in Yonim, the person has to work with the itim. There are 24 itim, has to work with it. But is he a product of the itim, or is he the balabas of the itim? That's the determine. Vavrom zokin bo bayomim. Akash Rosh Hashanah zikna. Zikna means that the person's days added up to something. Zokin zeshakan chachma means because he has 70 years worth of chachma that added up. If every day went someplace else, if the person, then he's not a zokin. He might be decrepit, but he's not a zokin of zikna shekana chachma. Zikna shekana chachma means that I look back and I have a much broader picture than you. But if I look back and the pshat was I floated more than you did, then I'm worse off. A person, a zikna maratzim, kolzman shemizdaknim daita miturefes. Turefes doesn't mean stupid. Miturefes means without yeshiva das. The Chazal, the Mishnah is very meduyik. It's a ziknet mechomim, kolzman shemaskinim daita misyasheves aliyem. It becomes more mature. It becomes more settled. Because if the pieces add up, so the more pieces you have a much broader understanding of it. I understand it's not, you're looking at it because you're young, you're looking at it very impulsively. This point, I see 100 points. So there's a yeshiv adas of a zaken, and that's one of the reasons why we consult with Skenim, because they have that yeshiv adas. A zikne amaratzim is the pshat, every day he was someplace else. Sunday found him in the bar, Monday found him at work, Tuesday found him there, Wednesday found him there. So daito mitarefes alehem, they become, a maturef is the opposite of yeshiv adas, like nitrifa shaito, nitrifa means grabbed away. He's been through 100 changes, so he has a lot less yeshiv adas than you. You've only changed once, he's changed 100 times and still going strong. So the person is a lot more maturef than you are. The bria, no one will have one steady zman for the rest of his life, in the sense of everything will be the same and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like created a person with a complexity of personality and midas and tchunas, he created zman, a complexity of zman, different zmanim with different tachlesim and different purposes and different ways of using it and different nisyonos. The difference between an oivit, someone who's not an oivit, is if the person allows himself to become a product of the zman, it creates yiyush in the person, it creates no mahalach of hatzlacha, no mahalach of aliyah, because he's always bobbing up and down, and it'll always be like that. The Avraham Avinu started Avraham by calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keil Olam, by finding the Nekudah that's makif all of it, by standing above the Tzagninus and looking down, by being Lamaylam and Hashemesh. And the Avayda is to know that there'll be changes, and the person will have to adapt in different ways. But he's the one that's Koveya how to work with that different Avayda. He's the one that's Shoylet on Zmanim. And for the people that are shoylet on this man, For the people that are twins, you have this bracha of that Yodei Hashem, you made Tmimim, V'nachlosom Loyaltiya. Their nachlo becomes the mitzvahs of Oilam. When the Yomim become Sholom, and the person was mitzaref Yoim to Yoim and Shana to Shana, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the nachlos of Oilam. Chaps.